Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have the Nativity, or the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was born in a cave and put in a manger because there was no room in a regular place. And he showed right away his life and to show us the great humility. He being God, creator of all the universe, and he came down to be born like this in the most of the poverty, that he, again, and repeat myself, that he didn't even have a place that he could be born in a normal way, like a little children, and be put in a bed. He had to be put in a cave and in a manger. My beloved, he wanted to show us something. He wanted to show us something, is that the road to the kingdom of heaven is humility. And it is when we start being proud, and then when we start to accept whatever befalls us, whatever cross the Lord may give us, we should be able to accept it and thank the Lord for it, because he knows what he is doing, because whatever he sends to us, whatever cross he sends to us, it is only going to be for our salvation, is to help us, to bring us to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, the Lord, our Lord, is God of love. You know why he came down here on earth? Because he saw that the filthy enemies, God's enemies, the fallen angels, that they have done is they have tricked the people so much that they have, most of the people started to worship gods, the so-called. They made out of silver, gold, out of wood, all kinds of figures, and they called them all kinds of names, and they had all kinds of people that of very bad reputation, that they have made them to be like their gods instead of the true creator of the whole universe. And they have, at some places, as you know, they made the sun and the moon, and other places they made all kinds of animals and the serpents and all kinds of things, that they made them as their gods, because it was all trickery of the enemy. And the Lord saw how the enemy is really fooling the people. They're fooling the people, not only the people outside of his chosen people, the Israelites, but he also, he saw that the whole world was covered with the pagantry, where they have made the all kinds of statues and all kinds of things to be worshipping instead of the true Lord. And he came on this earth to show them the truth, to give them the truth. The truth is that he is God the Creator, and he loves us so much that he was willing to suffer for us of all kinds of humility. You know what he did? He came down, and it was, as I said again, that he was born in a cave, and put in a little manger, and he was went through suffering right from the beginning. He was persecuted. They wanted to kill him right away. The Herod wanted to kill him, and so he had to flee the country altogether. And he lived in Egypt. My beloved, he did all that to show us again the great way of the kingdom of heaven, which is through humility, because it is the opposite of the devil. The devil is full of pride. He is the one that thought that, oh, he can rule everybody. He doesn't need God. He can be his own commander and so on. And he stopped listening to God. And as he was chased out from the kingdom of heaven, and my beloved, he wants destruction for every human being, for every soul. He just cannot stand that we would take his place, because that's what the Lord is making. He's allowing us the people here on earth to be able to take his place in the kingdom of heaven of the angels. There was one third of the angels fell down with him. And so the Lord wants us to be there in the kingdom of heaven to glorify him and to be able to be joyful and rejoice in forever and ever in the kingdom of heaven being with him. But the condition is that we have to love him. We have to love him. We cannot be indifferent to him. We cannot be just absolutely not thinking of him. We have to love him. And if you love somebody, you think about him. And so that's how our test is. Do you really love the Lord? If you love the Lord, then you would be thinking about him. Then you would be praying to him. You want to converse with him. Because when you love somebody here, even on earth, you want to be with them. You don't want to be separated from them. And this is my beloved. This is how it is with us. Is if we love the Lord, we want to be in communion with him, not only through the prayers, but of course most of all through his communion, because he gave us his own body and blood to be fed with, so that we can be truly be reborn again, and that we have the life in ourselves, because he says, without me we cannot have any life. And of course, we need the Lord. We need our Lord. And how often do you and me go to the Holy Communion? How often do we cry out to the Lord in our daily life and so on? How often we look for him to be comforted by his love? Because we know that he not only was born as a poor soul here on this earth, as a poorest man, but he was also crucified for us. He went through all kinds of tortures. And you know what he did? He took my sins. And for every sin that I have committed and every sin that you have committed, he has suffered. He actually suffered because he loved us so much. Just like today, a father or mother suffers for a son or daughter when they commit sins. And the parents see it. They suffer so great because they love them. But the Lord loves us even more. So, and so he suffered for every person on this earth, not only for me and you and for all the ones that are living today, but for the thousands of years before that and all the way until the end. And he suffered for all of us. And this, my beloved, is our Lord. Our Lord is God of love, and he wants us to love each other. He doesn't want us to start fighting each other, be irritated because we're in contact with each other. Because the irritation, all that, as St. John of Cross says, it comes from the evil one. The evil one is always trying to use your close ones to get you to be irritated, to get you mad at your husband or your wife or your children, and to be irritated, and so that you will not have the peace. But our Lord is God of peace, and he gives us peace. That to do that, to have the peace, you have to be with him. You have to remember him. And that's the problem, is most of the time we're so oblivious of his presence, even though he is everywhere present and fills all things, we lose sight of him because we get involved so much in all the worldly things that we just don't see him. We just don't remember him. And this is our crime, because it shows that we don't have the love for him. If we had the love for him, we would be pay attention to his presence. And he is, again, I'm repeating myself, he is everywhere present and fills all things. My beloved, he wants our love. He gave his life. He gave his life and his whole being for us to try to bring us to him, so that we'll be able to love him. And what are we doing? Are we just ignoring him too many times, my beloved? Let's try to change that. Let's try to look out and pay attention to His presence, and let us try to go after Him and to love Him in return for all the love that He gave us. And my beloved, He and the Mother of God, you know, He gave us a prayer. He said, when you pray to God, you say, "Our Father who art in heaven." Well, He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and He wants us to be equal to Him. He wants us to be His brothers and His sisters, that we will cry out to Him, and that we are, that we, my beloved, are one together with Him, because He wants us. He wants us in heaven. There is no man, no matter how bad of a sinner he may be or she may be, that He doesn't want to change them, to bring them to the kingdom of heaven. Just like the robbers and the harlot and everybody else that He has accepted, He wants everybody's salvation, because He is God of love. He wants all of us to also to love Him. But you know, you and me, we can never be able to go to heaven unless we learn to love Him for the things that He had done for us, as He showed us first the greatest love by giving His own life for us. And my beloved, you and me, we have to realize that. If we realize that, and if our heart will turn to Him, and with having the love for Him, then we will work harder. We work harder on ourselves, and then to conquer all the things that have to be conquered, all the things that are drawing us away from Him. That we are going to go after the Lord, and to be with Him in the kingdom of heaven. That's what He wants, and that's what His Mother wants, because she adopted us also. The Mother of God, the Virgin Mary, she had actually did that. She had adopted all of us, and she loves us so much, and she wants us also in the kingdom of heaven, and she wants us to be with her Son, because she wants us all to be one, and to be in the kingdom of heaven. In no way she doesn't want us to be tortured together with the demons, because that's what, for those who do not love the Lord, those who do not want to be with the Lord, they will have the lot together with the demons. And my beloved, let's fight the enemy of God instead of fighting each other. Let's fight the enemy of God, and let's not allow any irritation to come to us. And when irritation comes, let's remember what St. John of Kronstadt says. Irritation comes, it is definite proof that the enemy is around about us, and he's ready to pounce right on our heart. And don't allow him to come into your heart. So, because once he is in the heart, what happens? Then you become angry. Then you become angry, and then you start to spit all kinds of things and terrible things, and then you have no love at all to your neighbor, whoever may be present by you. And that's what how the devil does. So you and me, we have to learn to fight the filthy enemy. We have to know the unseen warfare. We have to, it's not only for monks, we have to learn to do it. We have to learn to fight God's enemy and to love our neighbors as ourselves, as the Lord says. For then they will know, everybody will know that we belong to our Lord, because we have love for each other. Amen. God bless you.